What's up,
Yeah.
everybody? Welcome to another edition of. Go ahead, say the name of the show because it's your show.
Wrestling with your boy, Ryan Hernandez. And today we are going over Raw and SmackDown, the season premieres, and a preview to Bad Blood.
Hell yeah, buddy. Hell yeah. Yeah, so the season premieres of Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown were this week. How do you feel about both shows?
I thought both were really good, you know, especially Raw. I felt like that was great opening up with the, what was it, the eight mixed tag with the White Six and American Made. I thought that was a great match to start the show because that match was really good.
Yeah, it was. It's always nice when you start the show with an actual wrestling match instead of a promo.
Yeah, and I feel like that is, it helps the fans get more into it. And then, like, I also felt like it really helped showcase the abilities of, like, Dexter Lumis, Joe Gacy, Rowan, and even Nikki Cross, because we saw Nikki Cross suplex Chad Gable.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, Chad Gable got up for that one. We could just talk about them for to start off the show. What do you think's going on with this feud, you know? Where do you think this is going?
Well, I feel like this could have potentially been the end of the feud, but of course we will see what happens. I did notice, though, on SmackDown when Nick Aldis was talking, the White Six logo was behind him.
Ooh, yeah.
So I don't know if they're teasing a potential like invasion on SmackDown, maybe with the Bloodline or something, but yeah, I noticed that.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that's kind of been the thing when Triple H took over, you know, before Triple H took over, you never had stuff in the background. You never had like clues in the back. You never had, you know, kind of like these little Easter eggs of people in the back talking. Ever since Triple H took over, you started seeing those little things. So, it could be a sign that the White Six are moving to SmackDown for a time period. You never know.
Yeah, because who knows if the White Six are actually assigned to a specific brand or if they're just, you know, going where they see fit in terms of like the story they're trying to tell.
Exactly. Yeah, because they were never drafted to Monday Night Raw. They kind of just appeared there.
Yeah, and what a debut that was.
Exactly. Yeah. But I mean, I hope, yeah, because I don't know where the Wyatt Six would, you know, where they would go on Monday Night Raw. Who would they face? You know, who, what will be the next feud beyond this American made Chad Gable storyline?
Yeah.
So we'll see. Yeah. Well, you know, I think Chad Gable and I think American Made, they need to move on too. I think they have lost so many. They all, I mean, Chad Gable always loses. So he needs to start racking up wins. He needs to be able to start getting, you know, some momentum behind him again, you know?
Yeah, and there's a lot of potential in American Made, especially with the Creed brothers. They are a very talented tag team. Ivy Nile is very talented as an in-ring performer.
Yeah.
And then Chad Gable, you know, he, a lot of people call him a modern day Kurt Angle. So there's definitely a lot of potential in this group, but I do think it's time they move on and, you know, start racking up some wins and actually becoming like a serious, you know, faction on Raw.
Exactly. Maybe go after the tag team titles.
Yeah, because, you know, the tag team titles haven't been defended since they were won by Finn and JD. So,
yeah, it's hard to remember who's the tag team champions because I feel like the tag titles on Raw are just so meaningless.
Yeah, I could easily see the Creed brothers going after the tag titles.
I can too. Yeah, no, definitely. And so if you have Chad Gable going after some singles wins, I don't know if he'll go after the Intercontinental title again. That kind of seems far-fetched, but, you know, American Made needs to go after some gold and start getting some wins behind them.
Yeah, and who knows, maybe depending on how they book Chad Gable, maybe Chad Gable will pick up some big wins and he'll be like, you know what? I deserve to be in the world title picture. So who knows, maybe down the line he might get a world title opportunity. You never know.
Against Gunther? I don't know.
Hey, remember, Chad Gable does have a win over Gunther. I'll beat count out, but he does have a win over Gunther.
I don't know if they could. As Chad Gable is a heel now, though. I don't know if that works. You know, We'll see. Yeah, anything's possible. But yeah, what do you think about? Okay, so moving on here, Punk and Drew, man. You know, the saga of CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, I think it was pretty expected that this match was that the Hell in a Cell was inevitable, especially with the series being 1-1. It's like you can't end a feud 1-1. And then as we saw when CM Punk after or Drew after he beat Punk at SummerSlam, was like, "Oh, I'm done with CM Punk." And then CM Punk came out and attacked him. And after CM Punk won, CM Punk was like, "I'm done with Drew McIntyre. I'm going after the World Heavyweight Championship." And then Drew attacked him, and now it's back and destroyed the bracelet. So it added a new layer, new element to the story. And then we had Adam Pearce come out saying that he spoke to CM Punk that he's not done with Drew McIntyre, and that Bad Blood, we're seeing Punk McIntyre 3 inside Hell in a Cell, which I think we all saw that coming. I feel like that's the only way for this feud to properly end.
And yeah, that's pretty much the proper way for it to end inside Hell in a Cell. You know, that's what Hell in a Cell was designed for, you know, to
Yeah,
pay off a big
and
feud like this.
yeah, and I remember when Triple H took over, he didn't like the gimmicky pay-per-views like Hell in a Cell because he's one of the people that's like, no, if you're gonna do a Hell in a Cell should be ending a feud.
Right. You
You
know.
know, that you end a feud with inside Hell in a Cell.
Exactly. You know, you can't just have Hell in a Cell for the fuck of it, you know?
Yeah, and I definitely feel like Punk and Drew is like the obvious choice to be a Hell in a Cell match. And
Exactly.
I think it has potential to be their best match.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, like their match at SummerSlam was great, Bash in Berlin was amazing, but I really think they have the potential to up the ante and really make this the best match of
Exactly.
their trilogy.
Yeah. You know, if they go all out for this match, you know, CM Punk has looked he looked great in the Bash in Berlin match, which we covered. If you go into our archives of episodes now, we covered Bash in Berlin. Go ahead and watch that. But CM Punk he looked great in that match, you know. He looked better than what he did in the SummerSlam match. So hopefully the progression still continues for CM Punk in that way. And they I know the guys want to go all out for this match. This is the feud of the year. It's literally been almost a year since they started feuding. So
Yeah, it's been ever since the Royal Rumble where Drew injured Punk tore his tricep with the Future Shock DDT.
exactly. Yeah. And so you have, you know, these guys wanting to end this feud the right way. And then it's something that they're gonna take pride on, you know, and trying to doing it the right way. You know, CM Punk, he's gonna want to go balls to the walls. Drew McIntyre, he's at the top of his game right now. So both those guys trying to end this feud. It's gonna be something to watch. And I think I'm predicting that this is going to headline Bad Blood.
Yeah, and I'm not saying they'll do it, but who knows? Maybe they'll add the I know it's already Hell in a Cell as a stipulation, but maybe they'll do it be like where the winner becomes number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship, some extra added stakes.
Yeah, I can see that. Definitely going forward, you know, because you know Gunther's going to need a pretty, you know, higher ranking contender at Survivor Series. So, you know, it could be a case where this, you know, match leads into number one contendership spot.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, I know we've seen Drew and Gunther before, and they both have stellar matches, but I think it'd be interesting to see Punk versus Gunther, and then we really do have that like top baby face versus like the top heel compared to like a heel versus a heel.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to watching that match. So going forward now, Gunther versus Sammy, what are your thoughts about that?
Ooh, this is interesting because it's like I like the story's already made. It's like Sammy is the only guy on the main roster since Gunther's actually made his main roster debut to pin him.
Right.
Pin him 1, 2, 3, and he dallied at WrestleMania when he won the Intercontinental Championship and ended Gunther's 666-day reign. And so I like that the story going into it is like, hey, I'm the only man to pin you since you've been here. I beat you for the Intercontinental title. Now you're world champion. I think I have a legitimate, case to fight you for the world championship. And it's true. Sammy does. And they put on a classic at WrestleMania. Like Their match at WrestleMania was amazing. Those two have great in-ring chemistry, so I'm really excited to see their world title match, and I really feel like they have the potential to up their WrestleMania match. But like obviously Gunther's gonna win, but like it's nice to see that Sami's actually finally getting like the world title main event treatment that he deserves. You know, I think the last couple of years, Sami Zayn has proved that he is a main event caliber talent and, you know, a world title contender.
Exactly. Yeah, no, definitely. Their match at WrestleMania, I felt like kind of fell flat. Considering I know that these guys can go, they can do way better than what the WrestleMania match was. You know, if you could put
Maybe.
you put a lot of time for these guys to have a one-on-one match and a world title match, I feel like it's going to be the recipe for success, and you're going to see that at Bad Blood.
I definitely think there it's going to be a great match, especially with it being for the world title. I think we're going to see Sammy come very, very close to winning, but I do see in the end, I do see Gunther retaining. But I have no doubt in my mind that they're going to put on a hell of a match.
Exactly. Yeah, no, me too. You know, I think Sammy's hungry to, you know, continue to prove himself as being a world championship contender in WWE. You know, I think he wants to prove that he's still a main event guy. You know, considering he hasn't really been in that position very long, I think he's always the type of guy that's trying to prove that he's ready for that spot. And so I think he's the perfect guy to put Gunther in. My hope is that this isn't just the one and done deal. I think that these guys can continue the feud at least till Survivor Series, depending on what they want to do with the Bloodline storyline. But yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what they want to do.
Because like you said, it really depends on if they're gonna fit Sammy into, you know, the bloodline versus the new bloodline. So yeah, we of course we gotta wait and see how that plays out. But I'm with you on that. I definitely hope this isn't just a one-time match and we see at least one more match between the two. If
Exactly.
not, then another match. But seeing that they've already had one, this would technically they have one more after this, that would technically be their trilogy.
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll see. You know, it'd suck for Sami Zayn to lose twice because I can't picture them taking the world title off of Gunther anytime soon, at least till WrestleMania.
I definitely think WrestleMania is the spot he'll drop the title. So who that question remains
Exactly.
unknown, but there's a lot of potential possibilities for who could dethrone Gunther, including my goat, John Cena. But we'll get into that another time.
Let's go on to Priest and Balor here, which is kind of mixed in with Riv. Sorry, Riv.
Rhea and
Rhea
Liv,
and Liv. We can talk about those kind of combined together because it's kind of like the same storyline.
So I like that, you know, Finn Balor actually challenged Damian Priest to a one-on-one match at Bad Blood, and I like when Damian came out. He's like, "All right, fine. You want to challenge me? I accept. Now I'm gonna, you know, kick your ass." And Finn's like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa. That's not how this is gonna work." I really like that segment. I really like that promo from Finn too. I thought it was one of his better promos
Yeah, because
as
maybe
of
it'll
late.
give Finn Balor like the spotlight on just him, you know?
So I thought that was one of Finn's best promos as of late, and definitely like if this has potential to be a great match for both of them. I don't think this is gonna be their only match. I do think Finn wins this one. And then I do think we see, you know, a trilogy of sorts come out of this. But yeah, no, I'm really excited for this. You, especially because Damien's really stepped it up since WrestleMania when he won the world title. Like Damien's been putting on classic matches. He's super over with the crowd right now. And I definitely think Balor and Priest have potential to steal the show.
Yeah, no, me too. I think let's not forget that Finn Balor is a main eventer in this company.
Oh
You
yeah.
know, when he was first brought up from the main roster, the guy was he beat Roman Reigns on his first night, and so some steam has been lost with Finn Balor throughout the years. It regained with the Judgment Day stuff. But now it's time, where we can put a spotlight on Finn Balor again in on the main roster, and I think it's a perfect opportunity for Priest and Balor to show themselves as, single competitors, not in a tag team, not in a group, but as single competitors, to show that these guys can carry a lot of the weight, on a brand.
Yeah, because we haven't really, aside from Damian's world title run, we haven't really seen a singles Finn Balor and a singles Damian Priest in, I think, since the Judgment Day formed, and then when Finn got added to it. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out for both guys, because this is really their first true like one-on-one feud.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah,
That's not
so
going to be just a one-off.
right. And I hope it is not, I hope it's not just a one-off, I think these guys can carry it just like Gunther and Sammy can carry it to Survivor Series. I think the storyline has enough juice in it where if you put enough ingredients in it can last,
Yeah.
I do not like the new Judgment Day, though. I think it's just like it's gonna run its course very fast.
Yeah, I definitely think them removing Damien and Rhea really like kind of took out all the sales of the Judgment Day, because if you really look at it, Rhea and Damien kind of like made the Judgment Day, like they were the Judgment Day, as we can see there. They got so over with the crowd, they were forced to turn babyface
Yep.
with how
Exactly.
over they got.
Yep.
And look, they're getting, when the two of them come out, or either one of them come out, they're getting bigger pops than anyone from the Judgment Day.
Yep. We can let's go to Liv and Rhea. So I think you can. I mean, I it's Liv and Rhea, but just add in another ch checklist with Dominic Mysterio because I feel like he's just involved in the storyline as the two women.
Yeah. Yeah, this, we've already seen their SummerSlam match where Dom turned on Rhea, and then Liv beat Rhea. But in fact, Liv was the first person to pin Rhea, and I think well over a year, because Rhea hadn't been pinned in quite some time. So Liv was the first person to pin Rhea in well over a year. So I think this match could go either way, but I've heard rumors that Raquel Rodriguez might be returning, so there's rumors that Liv might be retaining with the help of Raquel Rodriguez. So now this brings up the possibility of a heel Raquel Rodriguez and maybe Raquel Rodriguez joining the new Judgment Day.
That's interesting. I had not thought of that. I had not even heard of those rumors. So I know Raquel Rodriguez has been out for quite a while now with a pretty bad skin condition that she has been suffering through. So, yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, and it definitely like, because she never really hit it as a baby face, it never really got any action from the crowd. So I think a heel Raquel would do a lot of justice for her and add a lot to this Liv and Rhea storyline and the new Judgment Day, because who knows, maybe down the road this could lead to Raquel versus Liv for the title.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. No, that's certainly something. Yeah. All right. So the season premiere of Friday Night SmackDown, the first SmackDown on USA Network in about 5 years. How do you think it went?
I thought it was great. I feel like a lot of people had a lot of high expectations. I kept my expectations to a bare minimum, but
Yeah.
I definitely thought it delivered overall as a whole show,
Yeah.
especially with the opener, Cody and Solo. This was way better than their SummerSlam match.
Oh my God, 10
Way
times
better.
better. Yeah.
Yeah, way better. I think the added stipulation of the steel cage really helped the match, because like when I saw Cody do that Cody Cutter from the cage, I was like, oh my God.
Dude, that was
Like,
impressive.
that was a crazy spot. I gotta give props to not just Cody, but Solo too, for
Yeah.
being able to take that kind of
It's all about timing
bump.
in that spot, both guys,
Yeah. Yeah, it happened like that, like a snap of your fingers.
Yep.
And then when Cody did the cross body from the top of the cage, that was a really cool
See,
spot.
I thought we were getting a not a moonsault from the top of the cage, Kurt Angle style, because he did that. Cody did that at a house show. Oh no, did he do that house show? He did that in WWE like 10 years ago, like a moonsault off the top of the cage, and then he did it in AEW off that really still tall steel cage onto Ward though. And so I thought for sure we're getting a Cody moonsault off the top of the cage, but he decided to go with the crossbody instead.
It was still a crazy spot though.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, my
Yeah.
thoughts is the match was pretty good. I'd give it like an 7 or 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I would say that was probably Solo's best match of his career thus far.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, did you see the reports about people not liking the logo?
Yeah, I like the logo. I'm a fan of the logo. I'm not a fan of the song, which is where I've heard a lot of people talking smack that they don't like the song. But I'm a fan of the new SmackDown logo.
Yeah, I just don't think the song fits. I'm used to
Yeah,
more like the old rock,
although that I have heard that WWE is not renewing their contract with Death Rebel,
Thank God.
and it looks like the norm going forward is going to be mainstream artists.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God.
So let's see what happens. And I don't know if you noticed when they were showing like old screenshots of the old SmackDown, they were playing the old SmackDown themes.
Yeah, exactly. So I think I don't know. A lot of people hated that logo. They might just continue with it, or they might change it up a little bit because I think the main thing with that logo is the S and the D. When the logo is like vertical, the S and the D are kind of like blending too much together. So you might see a little adjustment on that, but we'll see.
Yeah. And one thing I noticed when I went on to Twitter, the LED boards are gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they
The
are.
LED boards are gone. Yeah, and I'm a fan of that, I'm a fan of that 'cause I feel like the LED is like too like showy and it takes away. I'm okay if they use like LED like barricades or boards, for a show like WrestleMania, but it's not necessary for shows like Raw and SmackDown every week. Like just save it for like Royal
Exactly.
Rumble, WrestleMania,
I
SummerSlam.
totally agree. Yeah, I totally agree. It actually works better on the barricades, I think, than on the ring.
Oh yeah, it's way better on the barricades because now it's like the barricades, oh, it's just so plain, but now it's like it's an added element, especially now if someone gets slammed in the barricades. Like they're not just getting slammed in the barricade, they're getting slammed into an LED board.
Exactly. Yeah. So it just
So
kind of gives it that much more impact, and
yeah.
visually, it's cool too. So yeah.
Yeah. And then going from Cody Solo, we can transition into Roman and the Bloodline because
Yeah,
we saw that
exactly.
story continue like literally like right after this match ended from the get-go. We saw the Bloodline come in and attack Cody, and it looked like Jakob Fatu was going to do a moonsault or a splash from the top of the cage, and then the OTC music hit. He got a loud pop, and then like he came out, shut the door, took out the Bloodline, and then we finally and then we they teased the potential Jakob Fatu Roman Reigns match, and the crowd got hyped
They were hyped for that.
when yeah they were so hyped when they saw Jakob Fatu and Roman's there. I
Because
got hyped. I was just like, oh my God, is this gonna happen? I was like,
that's a
there's
main
no way.
event. I don't know if
Yes.
that's a
Oh,
WrestleMania main
that's
event, but
yeah, but that's
that's
the main event on any premium live event that maybe outside of WrestleMania, that's a premium live event main event right there.
exactly. The fans are
And
clamoring for that match.
yeah, and then of course it looked like we were gonna get it, and then Solo for some stupid reason dragged Jakob Fatu out, and then the Bloodline got the upper hand on Roman. And then
Yeah,
we
because
saw
yeah.
Cody, and then we saw Cody get up and help Roman, and well, now that leads to the this match at a Bad Blood of Roman and Cody, the unlikeliest of teammates versus Jakob Fatu and Solo Sikoa. And I definitely think that's going to be a very interesting match, and it's going to be an interesting story because we're going to see just how well Cody and Roman can get along.
I think I don't think Cody and Roman are winning this match. I mean, anything's possible. I would, if I was booking it, I'd have the Bloodline win this match just so it's not
If
as kind of baby face as you think it would be.
you want to add to the legitimacy of trying to make Solo the tribal chief, have Solo pin Roman.
Yes, I think so too, because Solo's eaten a lot of losses now.
Yeah, have
And
Solo pin Roman
Because
because then
he's kind
that
of not
adds to
believable in
his
that
claim.
spot
Yeah,
now.
that adds to his claim as the tribal chief, and then he can be like, I beat the old tribal chief, which makes
Exactly.
me the new tribal chief.
Exactly.
And then that's how they can continue the story of like, oh, they battle over the title of tribal chief and they battle over the Ulafala, which crazy to think the Ulafala has it feels like a world title now, just like how the bracelet between CM Punk and Drew McIntyre feels like a world title.
Exactly.
So
Yeah.
it's just crazy to see how well Triple H has been booking it, because all these storylines feel important.
They do. They do feel really important. And so you have Solo, get the win for his team at Bad Blood, which kind of transitions into the War Games match at Survivor Series. Now, Solo, if Solo does get the win, I could see The Rock coming in and helping Solo and the Bloodline win the match at Bad Blood.
Yeah, because we know the Rock schedule is cleared up. It's just a matter of when, not if.
Exactly. So I think this carries into a War Games match. We'll see how the teams kind of shake out. I think for sure you're going to get the OG Bloodline, Jimmy and Jay. We'll see if Sammy comes versus the new Bloodline.
Yeah, so that'll be very interesting to see.
Yeah, we'll see what kind of role The Rock plays going forward if he is coming back around this time. Let's see. We have KO and Randy Orton. I feel like these guys, they're right at the cusp of, in the title mix, but not really. They may challenge Cody Rhodes, but are they gonna win? Would WWE take a chance on putting the title on them? It's kind of up in the air right now.
Yeah, and I definitely, I feel like everybody's anticipating the heel turn. And with it being KO and Randy, if KO and Randy eventually have a feud, it's
Yep.
going to be interesting because they both have a history of turning on, their partners, and they both have a history of, being like better as a heel. So
Yep.
it'll be interesting to see like who is actually going to be the one to turn heel.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people would expect it to be Kevin Owens, but I think it'd be very interesting if Randy turned heel. And you continue with the KO face run. I know people want to see him turn heel. I know I want to see him turn heel. But I think it'd be a new perspective to finally see a partner of Kevin Owens turn on him instead of him turning on his partner.
Right, exactly. So it'll be interesting to see which way they go forward with these two guys, because I feel like, two main eventers, two future Hall of Famers, at the cusp of they haven't been, in a serious program for the world title in a long time. Randy just got done with the Gunther stuff. KO just got done with a match at Bash in Berlin, with Cody, but you haven't really seen them being the true focus in a one-on-one spot in a very, very long time. So we'll see what they do going forward with these guys. I think it's interesting. Could you see both guys turning heel and doing something with that? I think it's a possibility too.
Yeah, and who knows? You also have the possibility of maybe having both of them turn heel, and they keep being partners as like RKO, but they're heels. So that could go either way. Maybe who knows? Maybe they'll go after the tag titles on SmackDown. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to see that though. I think the money is where you try to get these guys into a singles program with Cody. Eventually, Cody's going to drop the title. I can't see Cody keeping the title till WrestleMania. So who knows what the plan is going forward? Is KO going to be in a program versus Cody at Survivor Series? Is it going to be Randy Orton? Could it be a triple threat? Possibility.
Yeah, who knows? A lot. We'll know a lot more, I think, when Survivor Series comes around, and I think once The Rock comes back, that we'll know a lot more about where the future of the WWE title is headed.
Exactly. So we have about 5 minutes left in this podcast. Let's quickly talk about the LA Knight Andrade Melo storyline and the DIY Bloodline.
Oh yeah, so the season premiere of SmackDown, they're hyping it up as like, oh. A series tied 2-2 between Andrade and Melo. They put on another banger. Not a surprise. We saw Andrade get the win, and we saw a little added stipulation was the winner gets to f face LA Knight for the United States Championship. So it
Yeah.
looks like it's gonna be, yeah. It looks like it's gonna be Andrade versus LA Knight for the United States Championship.
Yep.
But I don't think we've seen the last of Melo and Andrade. I definitely think Melo might cost Andrade this match, and we might see this match go into a best of seven series like we did with Sheamus and Cesaro
That'd be a banger, dude.
back a few years ago. Just give them a best of seven.
Yeah, exactly. Or you can see a triple threat in this case, going forward at Bad Blood.
Yeah, and LA Knight had really, he's really stepped up his game lately, especially in the ring, because he gave us a classic match at SummerSlam with Logan Paul. So I think he's gonna put on a banger with either man or even both guys. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's definitely the right spots for these guys to be in. I'm glad they're doing something with Andrade. I like his last name. It's pretty cool. Melo has he's a featured world champion in this company,
Oh, for sure, and that dude, it's like he says, Melo is him,
Exactly.
and Melo don't miss. I mean, that's rang true. And all the matches he's had on since he's been on the main roster have all been like bangers.
Exactly.
Like I remember when he had his first like big match on the main roster was against Cody, and that was a hell of a match.
Exactly. Yep. DIY Bloodline. I can't see DIY winning. I mean, as much as I want to see them, going, being tag team champions and succeeding, I don't see WWE taking the tag titles off the Bloodline just yet.
Yeah, I think a lot of fans were disappointed that DIY were basically transitional champs
Yeah.
and, just to drop into the bloodline. And I'll admit I was a bit upset too because Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa are two amazing talents and an amazing tag team. And I really feel like they really would have made the tag titles feel important because I feel like they've kind of lacked that since since the Usos last held them. It would have been nice to see DIY get at least a run for like a couple months with the tag titles because I have no doubt in my mind that they'd put on bangers and actually make the tag titles feel like important and feel special.
Exactly. Yep. But they had a really good promo on SmackDown. I don't know if you watched it. It was really, really good the way they packaged that together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, man, this was good, good talking about the season premieres of both Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown. Overall, my impressions were they're thumbs up shows.
Yeah, I thought both shows were really good. It was nice to see, Bret Hart on Raw.
Oh yeah,
We
how can we
haven't seen
forget
Bret.
about that?
We haven't seen Bret.
How can we
We
forget
haven't seen
about
Bret
Brett?
on. Yeah, we haven't seen Bret on WWE television in a little bit. So that was a nice surprise to see him.
Yep, and my favorite line of the night was Gunther telling Brett, "You've been a close second
Favorite.
of mine, but
It's
my
been my
favorite of all time,
favorite. Is
Bill Goldberg."
Goldberg, and you can see Brett's face. Brett's face is just like
Yeah.
he's so pissed. But
Yeah.
and I like how they use Brett to help enhance the story for Sammy and Gunther.
Exactly. Yep. But yeah, man, sadly, we're all out of time for this podcast. We have about 1:40 left. Anything else you want to say?
All I gotta say is, I'm really excited for the future of WWE, especially seeing SmackDown on USA. I have high expectations for SmackDown on USA. It sounds like there's a great future plan for SmackDown, and of course, we're only a couple months away from Raw's debut on Netflix. I know I'm really excited about that. A lot of people are really excited about that, and I wanted to quickly mention about how Raw's going to be going back to 2 hours.
Yeah, no, that's going to be something. I can't see them going forward with that in the Netflix era, but for the many months that they have on USA Network, it's going to be the shows are going to be jam-packed with stuff,
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. But again, just thank you all for listening and watching. We really appreciate you guys.
Sounds good, baby. Let's go. All right. Well, thank you guys on behalf of me and Ryan. This is Lace 'Em Up Podcast, Wrestling with Ryan. We'll see you guys next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. See you.